Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, Vice President of Communications at National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check them out, and if you'd like to contribute to their fine work, to help them out, to help them fund some of the hard work they're doing up there, then I don't even want to think about where we would be, folks, if it weren't for people like Pete and his team up there holding the political class's feet to the fire. Your foundation does that, right, Pete? NTF.
Yes.
NTU,
yes,
Foundation. Now, what is that?
Yeah, National Taxpayers Union Foundation. They have the bill tally system, the only system that looks at every single spending bill introduced in Congress, not just the ones voted on, costs each of them out.
And what's that website?
NTU.org.
That, just find them all right there. Pete, one of the things that I predicted was the debt ceiling was that that's going to be coming up in a month or so. One of my predictions was that President Obama would win that debate. What do you think?
Yeah, he likely will. This is one of those things where the forces of inertia just take over. There are people, and this has happened even under Republican administrations, there is the concern that bringing the United States to the brink of failing to approve the debt ceiling will result in some kind of default. It won't really do that, and that's a whole other discussion. But there is this concern that unless we show the rest of the world that we are capable of approving this debt ceiling increase, mm-hmm. there's going to be a tremendous economic shock. And President Obama has used the example of somebody who goes in the restaurant and skips out on their bill. Well, he says that's what happens when you don't approve a debt ceiling increase. Well, when you do approve one, it's tantamount to going into the restaurant, eating a huge meal, getting the bill, and then handing it to the kid in the high chair in the table next to you and saying, he'll take care of it. That's what approving the debt ceiling is.
Well, and also, I mean, what part of, do they not get that if you have to approve an increasing debt ceiling, what does that say about our inability to get control of our spending?
Yeah, absolutely. And that sends a signal to the outside world.
Apparently that doesn't offend him.
Yeah, and you know, if you read the history of the decision very recently to downgrade the United States sovereign credit rating, and you go through the interviews with the credit rating agency people, they did not uniformly say, well, it was because Congress and the president were dithering too much on approving an increase. No, it was much more nuanced than that. They said they had no confidence that either branch was serious about getting long-term mm-hmm. borrowing and spending under control. That is was a major part of the decision.
Well, the reason I predicted that President Obama would win on the budget deal, and I think he'll win on immigration if he tries to do that, is because Republicans have learned that their ace in the hole is something called Obamacare. And anything they do that distracts or causes them to lose polling, that takes away from their ace of Obamacare, I mean, I think they're going to play that hand pretty hard all the way to the end of the year, and that's going to give Obama an advantage on other policies. But I do think that the Obamacare chickens will come home to roost by the fourth quarter. And he'll win some battles, but I think he'll win the war. I mean, he'll lose the war. What do you think?
Well, I hope that the war is certainly not lost on behalf of taxpayers. There are a lot of headwinds coming up this year. You have certain Obamacare taxes taking effect. You already have the SIR taxes that took effect and are now going to show up when people file their tax returns in 2014,
right.
Especially small business owners. Now,
yep.
Folks who listen to your show have been prepared for this. They've seen it coming. I don't
yep.
think a lot of other small business owners are expecting
we've
the
been,
wallop
we've been,
they're going
we
to get.
We actually reported on this earlier this week.
Yeah, and that is going to be when people sit down and calculate their taxes
yep.
and say, oh my gosh, my rate's gone up 3.8%.
Yep.
What happened?
You better start putting some extra back, folks. It's going to hit you, and it's all because of Obamacare. Hey, Peter, I got to wrap it up. Thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet, Chet. Take care.
And keep up the good work, too, Pete. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blastingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.